There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken and Lori Heisey.
Ah, yes. The life of luxury without any cares in the world. Anybody know what that is?
Oh, I do.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Remember that? Robin Leach? It was really an interesting show that brought a lot out. But in real life, is it really champagne wishes and caviar dreams? What can we kind of learn from some of the lessons of some of our wealthy, rich people, if you will, that and famous people in their financial lives? This is Ken Heisey and Lori Heisey. We are financial advisors and owners of Heisey Advisory Group here in St. Louis, and we're here on Your Retirement Highway today to talk about some people that had the lifestyles of rich and famous and kind of what happened with them.
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly Google athletes, you can Google movie stars, anybody you want who squandered their money or lost it all. And it's shocking because you can find quite a long list of celebrities who not only hit financial hard times, but just were not very good stewards with their money, if you will. And
how about a handful of them? Allen Iverson, great basketball player. Dennis Rodman, another great basketball player. Scottie Pippen. How about Bobby Orr?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite hockey players.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember this guy, Lenny Dykstra? Johnny Unitas. I mean, there's all sorts of people in the sports world that made millions.
Yeah, and probably many of you remember this, but Michael Jackson, when he died, he was $400 million in debt, if you can imagine that. And then I looked this one up, which I thought was really interesting. But Ulysses S. Grant was broke after he left the Oval Office. So I found that kind of an interesting statistic. So not trying to, get anybody depressed about being broke, but that's really why we're here each and every Sunday morning to talk to you about retirement planning and making sure that we help you stay in a great position to enjoy your retirement. And if you want to reach out to us as we go through and talk about some of these things, please feel free to give us a call, 314-328-4400. You can also reach us at yourretirementhighway.com.
And now that the election's kind of behind us, hopefully behind us, it's, that's a great unknown that's taken care of. So, yeah, now is the time to make sure that we're getting some plans put together. And kind of looking at some of these people and, some of the lessons that maybe we can learn from, people that have had all sorts of money and just kind of made some mistakes. And I think part of it is just the kind of at-will spending that so many of the athletes or even the actors in Hollywood, that they get so involved in their current cash flow and just think it's never ending, and they develop these lifestyles that they can't sustain, or they make bad business decisions and they go all in on a business. I think it boils down to they didn't have a solid financial plan.
I was just going to go that direction, is that, you know, when you have that amount of wealth, how do you not have a plan? And you would think that they, or would hope that they would be working with people that are helping them to lay things out, giving them good advice, guiding them. And that's what we do each and every week. And, you know, I would think, can there be some lessons to be learned from some of these people who have ended up losing it? And how do we help people to be successful so that they don't end up in those positions?
Well, Warren Buffett had a very, very good quote. Once you have enough, never risk not having enough. And unfortunately, that's what I see in a lot of these athletes and actors. You know, they had more than enough. Man, they made millions and millions of dollars, and they made bad business decisions that risked losing it. They got involved in whether it's schemes or whatever the case may be, but they just seem to have lost it all because they didn't have a focus on making sure they didn't lose it. And diversification is so critical. I see in today, I see a lot of folks that have significant amounts of money in their company stock inside their 401ks, putting way too much faith and hope in any one company. I've seen a lot of that with Apple stock. People that have had Apple stock for any length of time have seen it grow so much that suddenly they're finding that they have a much larger position in one company than they ever thought they would or wanted to. But then they're afraid to reallocate or restructure, in part because they don't want to pay the capital gains tax, maybe. But all in all, you know, take some of that money, redistribute it, rebalance it. And that's exactly what we talk about. Even over the last 10 years, if you have a portfolio that's stocks and bonds, if you're not rebalancing along the way, you get stock heavy. And as your portfolio gets stock heavy, it becomes riskier.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with capital gains tax. I mean, it means you made money.
What's better than a capital loss tax?
Absolutely. And being able to capture some of those gains, especially with an evaluation of where are you on income and does it make sense? But a lot of people just look at it and say, well, I don't want to pay the capital gains tax. And so they just sit there and they let it accumulate. At what point might you want to pull back and take some of those gains? Right. And part of that is doing an evaluation.
I always ask the question, why did you invest in the first place?
Right.
And well, if you think about it, you invested to make money. Well, if you've made money, is it bad to capture it and pay your capital gains tax and maybe redistribute it? Because that's what your original objective was, right? And so it's just a matter of not falling too heavily in love with any one of your one investments. It becomes emotional, and that's where you got to kind of separate the emotion from the reality there.
So this was an interesting statistic, and I know it's a few years out, but in 2015, Sports Illustrated had estimated that about 80% of the retired NFL players had gone broke in their first 3 years of retirement. And there's two primary reasons. One was competent financial planning, which we're kind of talking about now.
Or the lack thereof.
Yeah, and sharing too much wealth with their family and friends. So based on those two things, do you see these two things as a concern for the retirees or the pre-retirees that come into our office?
I see a couple of things. Number one is when you're working, you're so used to that steady paycheck. And some of you that are not in tune with really what you're spending, just kind of spending at will because you know you always have your paycheck. And then when you have to adjust to not having that paycheck and supplementing that with an income plan, sometimes that becomes problematic. I've always encouraged you to try and live on a retirement, quote unquote, budget the last couple of years you're working. So in other words, what I mean by that is sit down, figure out what you want retirement to look like, create a spending budget for what that retirement income needs to be, and try living on that for a couple of years before you retire to make sure that you can make those adjustments to that. The other thing I see, and it's happening more and more, is as people are looking to retire and they still have some kids that are finishing up college or they're trying to pay off college student debt, that I see some parents that are so into making sure that the kids don't have any debt that it's causing them problems in their own financial plan. And the parents may run out of money, and the kids may have to end up taking care of mom and dad as a result. So, be careful with that.
Well, and I think it boils down to, the fact that if some of these athletes and these Hollywood people are going broke in their first 3 years, I look at it as that's really not a financial plan. And when you accumulate wealth, and it doesn't matter, it's all relative, whether you have $500,000, $1 million, or $20 million, that's what you've accumulated in your lifetime, and that's your money. And it's important that you are focused on and are looking at, not when you pull the trigger to say, hey guys, I'm retiring in 30 days, to be thinking ahead. If you're within a year or 2 years of retirement, now is the time to really start looking at putting together that comprehensive financial plan. And I think I talked about this last week, was I had a conversation with a very nice woman on the phone who was talking about trying to understand what I meant by holistic. And a retirement plan isn't just saying, I'm going to retire and I have X amount of dollars in my 401k, my IRA, and some various other accounts, and I'm just going to draw, 3% or 4%. That is not a retirement plan. A retirement plan involves an income plan, investment planning, healthcare planning, tax planning, social security planning. It's all integrating it together. And I look at why people go bankrupt and their plans fail is because they don't have a plan.
And then, of course, there's Burt Reynolds. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Man, he had some great movies, didn't he?
Oh, goodness. Burt Reynolds and Sally Field and
Eastbound and Down, right? Loaded Up and Truckin'. He had told Vanity Fair, he said, I've lost more money than is possible because I just haven't watched it. How?
I'm going to keep going back to it's having a competent financial plan. And, this is what we do in day in and day out, is helping our families come up with a budget for retirement so they can spend more confidently and they don't have to worry that not only are they not going to overspend, but they're not going to outlive their income and what they've accumulated for their lifetime. And I think that's really important, is focusing on that retirement plan.
And if you haven't sat down to formulate your own personal plan, now is the time to do it and really start to take a look. If you're within 5 years of your retirement, you should have a comprehensive retirement plan that is going to show you how you're going to transition these assets, these 401ks and all the money that you've saved, into income so that you can enjoy the years in retirement. And part of that is really understanding what you want that to look like. And we help people do that. We help people manage their wealth through retirement. And we'd love to be able to sit down with you and walk you through this and coach you through this. Our number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And let's get a plan put together for you and let's start to execute and make sure that our game plan can help you toward your goals. Recent fears of the coronavirus outbreak have all of us and the markets on edge. Heise Advisory Group understands the importance of having a customized income strategy for retirement, especially during these unprecedented times. It's natural to second guess your current retirement income strategy, more importantly, if you have no plan at all. If you're feeling uncertain, we encourage you to call us today. Heise Advisory Group, St. Louis-based, family-owned, and operated. Don't waste another minute worrying. Call us today at 314-328-4400 and set up your complimentary 30-minute virtual meeting. That's 314-328-4400. Heise Advisory Group. Let us help you feel more confident about your future. Call 314-328-4400.
No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Lori on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
We're talking lifestyles of the rich and famous today, and if you're trying to prepare for retirement, there's a few habits that I think you can steal. Well, all right, maybe just borrow from the super wealthy. I got to tell you though, when they played that music for us the first time as an option for a lead-in, I thought it was Love Boat. I was way out in left field, but. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach. What a voice that guy had.
I used to love to watch that show, and I can't imagine me watching that show today. I mean, I think it just gives a lot of false pretenses, and to be quite frank, I really don't care. But it was interesting when I was growing up, but yeah, he had quite the iconic voice and was perfect to host that show for sure. Speaking of hosts, really sad about Alex Trebek.
Yes, a bit of an icon.
Yes, a great icon and a wonderful guy. And thoughts and prayers out to his family and loved ones during this time. Really, really thought he was a terrific guy. And I grew up watching that show all the time.
So what are some of those good habits that we can learn from? Obviously, we talked in the first segment about some of the blunder, you know, how so many of them have lost so much, but I think some have created some really good habits. And I look at one and I think living within or below your means. In other words, not spending everything, right? Trying to make sure that you're setting aside enough of your income to save for the future and to help grow your money, get your debts paid down. Debt is probably one of the worst things that you can carry into retirement. Aside from the mortgage, you know, I'm not overly concerned about carrying mortgages into retirement, especially if you've got that down to one of these super low rates that I've seen 2.5-3%. If you're carrying a low mortgage like that, I'm not always a fan to get those paid off, because more of the pay off your mortgage concept came from when mortgage rates were 6%, 8%, 10%, 12%.
Right, right. I mean, now you look at it, and for a lot of people, it makes sense to keep the mortgage. But it's how we help you ensure that you don't outlive your savings. And, you know, Ken, as you're talking about living within your means, paying off debt, don't just save and invest, but you know, when you say live or below your means, I don't think that most people really want to live below, you know, what their standards are for today. And our goal is to help you to maintain your lifestyle. The families that come in here say, you know, I don't want to live on less income. I want to maintain the lifestyle that I have today. Help me do that. How do I do that? And again, it goes back to, don't wait until you're 30 days out from retirement to start planning for retirement. it's planning now. It's always that Boy Scout motto of be prepared. And while, you know, 10 years out may be a little bit too soon, as you mentioned, 5 years, or really more importantly, is if you're 1 to 2 years out from that goal date, let's sit down and let's talk and help you to lay out a plan so that you can live that retirement dream. And the only way we can help you do that is you need to pick up the phone and give us a call. The number here is 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And so, you know, as we talk about planning for retirement, do you think, Ken, as people are planning and as they get into retirement, should their investment strategy change?
Oh, absolutely. Getting to retirement is the concept of what we talked about, trying to live below your means a little bit in order to save, because saving is so critical and growing your money is so important in your earlier years. And it's coming from Wisconsin and a place where there's a lot of snow, it's like standing at the top of this really large hill and you take a little snowball and you start to roll that snowball down the hill. Next thing you know, that snowball has become maybe 3 or 4 feet around. Kind of the compounding growth of the snowball is kind of the compounding growth of your investment strategy. Now, what gets you to retirement is not going to take you through retirement. So, Lori, what you're saying is the strategy that you're using to compound and grow your money to get to retirement has to kind of change its purpose, because it your purpose before retirement is to grow it. And then as you get to the retirement red zone, those 5 years before, the 5 years after, I think the number one goal of that money should be now to protect it and create income and make sure that you don't take a significant market loss or drop within those 5 years before retirement, because otherwise you're going to end up working longer. Or worse yet, you did retire and then you take the market drop, you might have to go back to work, or you might have to change your lifestyle, or risk running out of money at some point in time.
And I think, too, as you prepare for retirement and you start thinking about the investment strategies, it's also preparing yourself. It's a mind shift change and getting yourself into that mindset that you are not really, you're no longer in your growth years and your accumulating years when you retire. You're in the preservation, you're in the distribution phase. And I think that mind shift change is equally as important, as you just have to prepare yourself that, yes, this is where I'm going and I'm okay with that. You've spent 30 or 40 years accumulating these assets. And, you know, Ken, as you just said, the last thing you want to do is you hit that pinnacle and now you're up at the top and you're going to retire and the market has a drop or a major adjustment and you're not prepared for that. Not only are you not prepared for it from an investment perspective, but mentally you're not prepared for that. And that's a big change. And, you know, we help you prepare for that process.
Well, like take all these actors and these sports people that we've mentioned and talked about, and their expertise was the sport they were in, or their expertise was acting. Their expertise wasn't running a business. It wasn't managing investment portfolios. That wasn't their expertise. And most likely it may not be your expertise. And why would you want to try and do this on your own as you're coming into retirement? You've never retired before. We've helped hundreds of people retire. We've been blessed to garner information and processes of helping people to successfully transition from work to retirement and stay retired. It's our opportunity to help share that lesson that we learned with all these people with you, and to help you make sure that you've got a retirement that you'll be able to do the things you want to do.
Yeah. And it's such a tough time because you want to think about that it's going to be an easy transition, and it's really not. I don't know if you know, because you're not a big movie buff, but you know Nicolas Cage, right?
Oh, man, the Fast and the Furious?
Okay, so one of Hollywood's biggest stars, and he was also...
I loved him.
Well, he was also notorious, and I read many articles. He was one of, you know, Hollywood's biggest spenders, and, I mean, the IRS placed tax liens on his properties, and he had to hand over almost $6 million for failing to pay his 2007 tax bill. So I think...
Wait. For 1 year's tax bill?
Yeah, 1 year. 1 year he had to hand over that. So he didn't really think about taxes, and I think that's another element as you start planning and thinking about putting all these pieces to the puzzle together for retirement, your income, your investments. You know, it's really common for retirees or pre-retirees not to even think about the taxes, but that's been something we have been drilling in 2020, talking about repeatedly over and over and over about, you know, taxes and taxes in retirement. Maybe talk to that a little bit, Ken, about how we also integrate that and how we help in that planning process.
Yeah, it's not your mom and dad's retirement anymore. And the lifelong concept that we've been drilled into as we've been saving our assets for retirement was, well, you know, you put your money as much as you can into this 401k and you take your tax deduction and you lower your taxes, because when you're in your working years, you're going to be in your highest tax bracket. And when you retire, you'll be in a lower tax bracket. Unfortunately, we're not finding that to be the case. We're finding more and more most baby boomers are in higher tax brackets than they were when they're working, or at least in the same tax bracket. And conceptually, if you understand the tax bracket changes that the Trump tax law had, tax brackets are lower than they were prior to that change. And that law will sunset on January 1st of 2026, and those tax brackets will go back up. So if you are of the agreement that you were going to pay the taxes when they were lower in retirement, these are the few years that taxes are going to be the lowest that they ever will be. And tax rates will go back up. And I think they're going to even go higher, because we have over $150 trillion of unfunded liabilities in our government. And I just don't see our government slowing down its spending. Do you?
I don't, but I, you know me, and I don't really like to predict what that might look like. But I think just based on where we are today with the debt, it makes logical sense that taxes are going to have to go up. To what degree, it's really hard to say. But again, going back to being prepared, and I don't want to ever have us or any of our families be caught in a situation that says, well, why didn't we plan for that? Plan for the worst and hope for the best is really where it's at. And making sure that you have a plan in place. And do you have a plan in place? If you don't, really reach out to us. We can't help you unless you give us a call. It's very relaxed, very easy. We don't help everyone that we visit with. We'd love to visit with you, whether it's over the phone, virtually, in our office. Give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And come in and visit with us. We'd really love to help you put your retirement plan in place.
We'd love to get to know you. We'd love to be able to help you. And again, 314-328-4400. As we wrap up today's show, and wish you all a wonderful Sunday. Have a great week, and we'll see you right back here on KMOX next Sunday morning.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and Heisey Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Heisey Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Heisey Advisory Group. A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. This radio show is a paid placement.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heisey. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heisey Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.